Taking a look at some stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. First of all, we'll start off with Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast for our area. Our forecast calls for a partly sunny day today with scattered showers mid-70s. Tomorrow, partly sunny mid-70s. On Thursday, partly cloudy, a chance of showers mid-60s. And on Friday, partly sunny. We'll have a cool wind temperature in the mid-60s. We'll get the full details on our tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few moments. Taking a look at stories that we are following for you. In a follow-up story, and a story we first reported on last week, the Cornwall Country Market has now completed its sale. James and Idella Shepherd gave warning about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, that they plan to sell the Cornwall Country Market. Now it's become official. The multifaceted business at the intersection of Route 7 and 4 in Cornwall Ridge will close its kitchen September 25th and close its doors October 1st. The couple, who have operated the store for 9 years, came to the area from Massachusetts to be near James Shepherd's elderly parents, who have since died. Now they want to be closer to her parents out west. So after a slow trip across the country, they will settle on their 5-acre piece of farmland in Boring, Oregon, at the base of Mount Hood. That's where Idella Shepherd was raised. Quote, "We sold it in 6 days," said Idella, end quote. Looking around at the shelves, filled mostly with groceries, antiques, James Shepherd's homemade baked goods and locally made products as well, the kitchen turned out a full array of deli items and meals. They didn't reveal the name of the new owners or their plans for the building, which also serves as the Shepherd's home in an upstairs apartment. Receipts dating back to 1946, from when Cornwall Country Market was Monroe and Odell. Ruth Epstein, the Republican American, reported this story in today's edition of the Republican American. Idella Shepherd has said, quote, "I'm ready to go home and breathe the normal air," end quote. They both agreed that running an intensive operation has been fun, challenging, and marriage building. As they wind down, the couple is selling off most of the inventory and fixtures in front of the store, except for the refrigeration. An ongoing tag sale is being held. For more information, contact James at cornwallcountrymarket.com. As you can see, in our area, gas prices have been fluctuating, but basically dropping rather steeply over the past month. Where is gas cheapest in the country? Gas prices continue to tumble in Connecticut and the nation, but that trend could slow down soon, according to AAA. The week begins with the average price for a gallon of self-serve regular in Connecticut, about $3.46, down 13 cents from last week and down over 60 cents from last month. There are many stations where gas is available for less than that statewide average, of course. Connecticut currently the 20th cheapest at an average of $3.46 on the national level. The 368 average is down 4 cents from last week and down 24 cents from last month. In New York State, schools have stopped reporting COVID cases on a state website. State health officials, including the health commissioner, Dr. Mary Bassett, cited mounting cases of COVID-19 vaccines, tests, and treatments as the primary reason for easing the pandemic precautions and case reporting requirements in schools, according to her letter. The COVID-19 report card for schools began under former Governor Andrew Cuomo. Public health experts supported the measure, citing a need to disclose key COVID-19 data to help curb outbreaks and let people make informed decisions about personal safety. While the state ended its requirement, New York City public schools currently still track the report and report COVID-19 cases by school on a website via schools.nyc.gov. The decision to stop reporting COVID-19 cases in schools came amid increasing use of at-home test kits, including millions of kits the state provided to schools statewide. While some counties attempted to track and report at-home test use, most results go unreported, in part due to the lack of a statewide policy. New York has spent much of 2022 navigating the 11,700 New Yorkers who died during the COVID-19 so far this year. Federal data shows that the death toll since August 1st alone is more than 1,100, underscoring the lingering risks. Overall, COVID-19 has killed more than 74,000 New Yorkers since the pandemic began in 2020, according to federal data. Taking a look at some meetings going on in our area today in Sharon. The Sharon Housing Authority has a meeting set for 5 p.m. The Sharon Board of Finance meets at 6 p.m. in Salisbury coming up tonight. The Salisbury Democratic County Committee at 6 o'clock, and at 6:30 a special planning and zoning meeting will be held. And in Cornwall tonight, the Board of Selectmen have their meeting, a Zoom meeting, that at 7:30. Taking a look at our business brief, our business is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where you'll find a regular menu, a tapas menu, and dinner specials nightly, interlakenin.com. And you'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 31,019.68, the NASDAQ at 11,535.02, and the S&P 500 at 3899.89. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.